please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Hey Stupid! Over here! Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Me, on the other hand, I'm doing bad. Why, you might ask? It's because there are a lot of fucking retards. Just look at my friend here, George Carlin. Yeah, he's dead now. He's a very, very funny comedian. Too bad he's dead, but all the good ones die, right? Well, anyways, he says, think about how stupid the average person is. Indeed, very stupid. And then realize that half of them are stupider than that. Yes, people are fucking stupid. And it's so tiresome. But what can you do? You can't kill people because you go to jail. You leave them alone and they follow you. So what can you do? What can you do? Anyways, let me bring up some more fucking Down syndrome, right? Yes, look at this guy. He's in high school and he has to be dodging the perils of retardation. Well, let's see what he does. It says, be me at 18 years old. Yes, I was there once. Just about graduated from high school. Ooh, let's see what happens. I'm the wholesome kid at high school. Everyone thinks I'm homosexual with how I talk. Oh, yes. Oh, you. Well, anyways, let's see what other shit happens, right? They call me SpongeBob. I don't mind the occasional bullying. It never gets too bad. No, but I guess you like it hard, don't you? Big friends with a dude who just like me. People think we're twins. I'll call him Tim. Tim and Turd. Okay, whatever. One day, this guy named Brad comes up to us. He's a dick and calls us different slurs, thinking we're gay. Ooh, homosexuality. Well, you call him like you sees him, right? Anywho, Brad has to leave class early. He goes to the locker room, but Tim and I beat him there. What are you guys gonna fucking do, huh? Are you gonna beat the shit out of this guy? Well, let's find out, right? We don't get that offended. Well, maybe you should. Just like Mama always said, stupid is as stupid does. And this Brad guy seems like a dumbass motherfucker. But what do I know? I guess I'm the one that's stupid, right? Anywho, let's continue. But we get a brilliant idea. Ooh, do tell. What kind of shit are you guys gonna pull out of your fucking little twink asses? Well, let's find out, right? Brad has to leave class early. He goes to the locker room, but Tim and I beat him there. And what are you gonna do? Beat his fucking ass? Or something's gonna happen, right? Well, let's find out, right? We get in the showers, butt ass naked, and start washing each other. Fuck yeah. Brad gets to the shower and witnesses Tim stroking my cock while Tim and I look at him straight in the eyes. Holy fuck. So for you to do this bullshit to grab another dude's dick. Ah, man, fuck that shit. I don't know. The one thing is grabbing your own fucking dick, but then you're grabbing your best friend's dick? I'm assuming it's your best friend. If not, why the hell are you grabbing another guy's dick? Even then, if that is your friend, why the fuck are you grabbing his cock? God damn it, man. I know you gotta sell it, but fuck. Fuck. Are you gonna, like, disinfect your hand? Are you gonna chop it off? Or what the fuck, man? Just saying. But let's continue. Tim says, you're next if you want, in his most fruity voice ever. Brad stands there shocked and walks away. Brad never speaks to us again. Oh yeah, you were grabbing another dude's fucking cock. What do you think this guy's gonna do? I know he's fucking stupid, but fucking A, that's a shock to the system. Just saying. Tim and I never touch each other again. Yeah, I gotta call bullshit on that. You did it once, you might do it again. Because everybody's a little bit gay according to the fucking left. But fuck you. Let's continue. 4 years have passed. Tim is getting married this Friday to a girl from our graduating class. I'm his best man. Well, yeah, you have to be his best man if you grab the dude's fucking cock, right? Jesus Christ, man. I don't know. I know you don't want to get your ass bullied or whatever, but you did grab another dude's cock, so that is fucking gay. Hey, whatever, I guess. I guess getting your ass beat is not as fun as grabbing a guy's cock. Well, I don't know. It's your life. You do whatever you want to do. But let's continue. I got more bullshit. Telling you, my friends, all these people are fucking stupid, and it fucking gets me so fucking tired and annoyed and all kinds of shit. I don't know about you, friends, but the world is full of this Down syndrome. And what, you gonna commit seppuku just because you wanna get away from these people? Fuck no. I'd rather stay here and see what happens. Stay for the bitter end. But let's continue. Yes, look at this fucking stupid person. Besides her having that tattoo on her fucking hand, she thinks that she deserves your money. Yeah, this bitch is sponging off the system, and she's all mad because now they're changing the criteria for Section 8 housing. Well, just because you spread your legs open and you let everybody cream pie you doesn't mean that you deserve all these cash and prizes. Fuck you. Get your hands out of my fucking wallet. But let's see what this whore has to say. Let's continue.
In 2 years, I'm going to lose my housing. All because the guidelines for Section 8 have changed since you know who.
You fucking stereotype. Did you hear her fucking rodents in the background? What the fuck is that shit? All that gibberish? You're fucking stupid. You're just pissed off that you're losing your fucking housing. And you're mad at Donald Trump because of it? You know what? For good measure, that motherfucker should deport your stupid ass. Yes, she probably is a fucking wetback. Fucking A. Well, it is what it is, right? But let's continue.
Got into office. They're saying that if you have a child that is school-aged, meaning if you don't have to stay home with your child, you have to be able to obtain employment, have a full-time job, and you cannot be on Section 8 past 2 years unless you have a disability.
Oh, you're fucking pissed off because that orange bastard took away your meal ticket? Fuck you. It's bad enough that this guy does shit for fucking other worthless people and he doesn't do things that he's mandated to do. Yeah, he's supposed to deport these people and stop the wars. What the fuck is he doing? Nothing good. Well, he did get this bitch fucking off of Section 8, so I guess he's doing some things right. But I don't know. A lot of bullshit. Let's continue.
Can you believe that? Can you believe that? God forbid I have the stress of being a single mother.
Oh my God, what a shocker. You're a single mom living in Section 8. I bet you probably have 8 children, right? Is that a recurring theme? Oh, it's better than that 6-7 bullshit. Oh, you're so fucking stupid, lady. You think because you spread your legs open, you deserve all these fucking prizes? No, you're stupid. Yeah, you should be married, and your man's supposed to be taking care of you and your children. But no, but like, you fucking spread your legs open to any motherfucker. It's like the UN. You have a kid with every fucking race. Fuck you, lady. Let's continue.
Right? I have to depend on the government to help pave my way because it's really hard raising a child on your own.
Okay. Then who chose to spread their legs open? It wasn't me. I didn't fucking cream pie you. You did that with that guy. They fucking cream pied you. But you're fucking stupid. That's all you do is make bad choices. Look at your fucking arm with that stupid crap on your fucking arm. You're fucking retarded. Once you brush your fucking hair, once you put some makeup on, maybe you'll find a fucking guy. But no, you think every guy's supposed to fucking bend over backwards for you just because you're a woman? No, just because you're a female doesn't deserve you get all these fucking things. No, you're the same fucking organic material as I am. You rot in the ground like I do. So when you die, we're all going to the same fucking place. So you think when you die, you go to heaven? No, you come to us.
When the government is pretty much your baby daddy, you know? You know you're going to get that check every single month. You know it's going to hit every single month, so you don't have to stress about it.
Oh, so it's okay for me to toil away and do all kinds of shit to get my daily bread. But you just sit on your fucking fat ass, eating fucking ding-dongs and ho-hos all day, just watching your fucking rodents. No, lady. Yeah, it's your fucking problem. You made all these bad decisions and you want the government to pay for that shit? So that's ultimately my money that's paying for this shit? No, you're not my wife, you're not my girlfriend, we're nothing. we're perfect strangers, but yet you think that I should be paying for you. I, for one, say no. What do you guys say? Yes or no? Let me know. Let's continue.
And now, in 2 years, I'm not going to be able to use the government assistance that I need? That's great.
So I wanted to do a Spidey cosplay last night, but everybody's like,
these women think because they're females, they deserve everything in the world. No, the only thing that gives you power is that thing between your legs, your fucking pussy. But no, sooner or later, men are going to wake up from this shit and they're going to tell you to fuck off. We have to. Look at the world. The world is turning to shit because these lovely ladies think they could do whatever the fuck they want. And no, just look at them. How stupid and retarded they are. A lot of people are fucking retarded, but this is the world that we live in, right? Right? Yeah, I guess in the end I just started talking shit about women, huh? Well, they are the original retards. They do some stupid shit, and we're not that fucking far behind from them because we do some stupid shit. But it is what it is. Just don't fall for this shit. Yes, let everybody do what they need to do, and you do what you need to do. And we'll become stronger together, friends. So you be awesome. Talk to you later.
You got the kitchen. They're cooking. And you step right around here, and you got the distillery. What they doing? What y'all got going? Tell us a little bit about what you're doing, huh?
Just squeeze the alcohol out. Then we're going to put it on fire and cook it off.
All right, then. We lit. We getting tattoos and everything in this bitch. We lit. There he is. There he is. Hey, you know I bought me 2 chicken and 2 burgers. Stop playing. I got to get some of both of that shit. Got the sodas in. Got the sodas in the different sodas in the ice. Yeah, we locked up, but we try to make the best of it. You don't be trying to be sad and shit. We trying to be alright. Folks be like, why are you so happy? You in jail, bitch? What I'm gonna be sad for? Make my time hard and shit. Nah, but I'll be there in like June, April. So we ain't really tripping. You know what I'm saying? You're lit for real.